Whitehorse General Hospital has been extraordinarily busy lately, according to a recent Yukon Hospital Corporation Facebook post. Meanwhile, the unions representing hundreds of Yukon hospital workers also seem active, potentially ratifying a deal late this week. Some unionized hospital workers in the Yukon are facing a ratification vote on a tentative agreement struck between the unions representing them and the Yukon Hospital Corporation, according to a notice for Yukon Employees Union, YEU, Public Service Alliance of Canada, PSAC, Local Y025 members. The collective agreement between the hospital corporation and the unions expired in the latter part of 2022. Late in March, the bargaining team representing impacted hospital workers made the highly unusual move to hold off on planned ratification meetings based on obtaining new information that will materially impact working conditions. The purpose of those set ratification meetings shifted to special information sessions. The ratification was delayed because information came to membership's attention that there were discussions around potential changes to the pension management for hospital employees, YEU President Justin Lemfers told the news by phone on April 4. We were able to sign off a letter of agreement with Yukon Hospital Corporation that put our concerns to rest, and so we were able to proceed with ratification, just a little bit delayed. Read more. Yukon Hospital Workers Union postpones ratification meetings. The latest notice about the ratification vote indicates in-person and virtual meetings are set for April 5. All those folks that attend the meetings will get to vote on whether or not they are in favor of the recommendation, Lemfers said. To be eligible to vote, the notice notes that members must be in good standing. On March 1, the news reported that shortly after some unionized hospital workers voted in favor of a strike mandate, a provisional deal was reached with the Yukon Hospital Corporation. The YEU and the PSAC local cited the recent strike vote for the move forward in negotiations toward a tentative agreement. According to Lemfers, the strike vote was open to members of the PSAC, which holds the bargaining ticket. All YEU members who work at the hospital fall under that PSAC local. According to the Yukon Hospital Corporation website, PSAC represents administrative, custodial, lab, imaging and food services staff, licensed practical nurses and others. The unions have previously indicated about 350 to 400 workers are affected. Conveniently, amid the busy times at the Whitehorse Hospital, the Yukon Health and Social Services Department extended the hours of the so-called walk-in clinic by a few hours from April 3 through 5, according to department Facebook posts. Information previously put out by the Yukon government asks potential clients without a primary care provider to book an appointment at the clinic. At least one newsroom caller complained that the alleged walk-in clinic requires booking ahead. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.